Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. We're talking Michigan Tech men's basketball taking on Northern Michigan on Thursday evening after the women's game. First of all, though, we talk a little bit about what happened since we last chatted on Drive Time with Coach Kevin Luke and the Northwood Lake Superior State weekend. They beat Northwood, 73-44, and a tough loss to Lake Superior State, one of the highly ranked teams in the nation. Final there was 82-61. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Not bad, boys. How are you?
Pretty good. Let's talk a little bit about Thursday night's win down at Northwood. I mean, quite the performance defensively and getting some offense, too.
Yeah, you know what? Going on the road at this time of the year is a grind, clearly. And, you know, the guys, I mean, our leadership was just... was awesome with Cooley and Armga, and we defended really well, like you said, and we shot it pretty well, and as a result we came out on top. It was a great team effort. It was a typical, you know, grinded out GLIAC game, and there was a lot at stake and our guys were ready to play and we really played well.
Seemed like a different game than the first time you played them. Obviously, they got in some technical foul trouble when they were up here, but it seemed like just from the very tap, you know, you guys kind of put on them early and you know, then just kept building on it. Didn't seem like it was ever kind of, you know, they never really bounced back very well in that game.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, one of our goals going in was it was a big game. And if we could just play with them and knock the wind out of their sails, I guess is what we used, you know the term we used, and then let the game proceed as it was supposed to go, and we just said keep battling, battle, compete, and all that kind of thing, and then, you know, they never did come back and challenge us, and I'm not. It was awesome because it was a good win for us, but we feel very fortunate because we beat a very good club.
How about you go on the road then up north, and I think I saw a tweet from Cole that said this was the first time in 20-some years that you'd ever not been able to get across the Mackinac Bridge. You guys got stuck on Friday in Mackinac City. Talk about that scene a little bit.
Well, you know, that was interesting because I've been here 27 years, and we've had probably at most a 15-20 minute delay, and then escorted over the bridge. We were there well over 7 hours, and you know we sat on the side streets for a while, and then we sat in the BC pizzeria for about three and a half, 4 hours, and then Coach Kaza got us into the Mackinac City High School gym. The coach was gracious enough to come down there and open the gym up for us. We just messed around and shot around for about an hour, and then the bridge was still closed, so it was a little bit after 8, so we couldn't find any place, so we headed back to Gaylord and bedded down for the evening. Of course, Suzanne and their AD, you know, got times for the next night, and, you know, we headed up in the morning and played, but it was quite an experience sitting in the, you'd have thought it was 95 degrees in the middle of summer for how many people were in Mackinac City. The place was packed. You couldn't find any parking on the streets. It was crazy, and it was a blizzard.
Oh boy!
So that throws the timing off a little bit on the trip and on everybody's internal clock. Did you think that had any effect on our game, Coach?
You know, that's interesting, Dirk, because I talked to our guys yesterday. We were ready to play, and I agree with you as far as Saturday did seem long from the 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock point, but at that stage of the game, you know, we hadn't had a chance to practice at Lake's gym, you know, just to get a comfort, because both teams had a lot at stake, and you know, we just wanted it. We thought it was important that our kids shot around, so we got the shoot around time, and then the later time. But you know, it was a long day. However, I mean, you know, this kind of stuff happens, and this is part of a stumbling block, if you will, that you know you got to adjust to, and you got to go with. And I think it's if we were weak, we'd say, yeah, it screwed us all up and we got drilled. But, you know, I mean, we handled that portion well, I thought. I thought the problem we had was, you know, clearly us in the game. We just didn't shoot very well. And, you know, for a perimeter, for us being a perimeter team, if you don't shoot well, that's going to happen, especially against a good team. You know, we struggled the whole night. You know, they they made some shots early, got a little separation, and that's what happened. And once it got to 15, then we started, you know, fouling and taking chances, and of course put them on the foul line, and they're a very, very good free throw shooting team, and that's what happens. But you know, I'm convinced we came out and played hard. I'm convinced we did stuff right. We just didn't make shots.
And that in that game, it seemed like you guys made a run. You got it back within maybe 10 or 8 there in that second half, and just couldn't quite get over the hump.
We just couldn't get over the hump, and our guys battled, and you know, we just a basket or two away to getting it to a one or two possession would have clearly gave us that, you know, the confidence, and even though we weren't shooting well, you know, we were still a basket or two away at that point. Wes, you're right, and we just, you know, we just couldn't get the stop or couldn't get the make, and it was difficult. And then of course, like I said, once it got to double digits late in the game, you know, we started to press and follow, and we're not that type of team that, you know, we can't let that kind of separation, because we can't, you know, although we can make up points with the three-point shot, we just didn't make any shots.
Well, it seems like it's Northern week. The hockey team just got done with Northern, and now the basketball teams play doubleheader action. We beat them, Coach, 69-58 back here earlier in the month. How different of a game do you think this will be down at Northern Michigan?
You know, that's a good question. It's clearly going to be a little bit different because it's on their floor, and they're going to feel more comfortable, and they're going to shoot. They really shot. They played Northwood on Saturday night the same time we did, and they were 14-21 from the three-point line. So, you know, I mean, I hope they don't do that again, but you know, they're very, very capable, and I think in their own gym they're going to feel much more comfortable. It's, you know, it's we're I mean, we've discussed already Sunday morning when we got home what this game is meaning to our program, and yesterday in extent, and you know, we're going to do it again today just to make sure it's beaten into us, because we didn't approach last year at this time, we didn't approach that game as a, you know, down there at Northern as a rivalry game, and we just went down there and stunk, and I'm not willing to go that route, and it was equally as much my fault as it was our players, and you know, we make a big deal out of this rivalry, and we'll be ready to play.
Do you go into this game acting like there's tons on the line here? With
there is.
Yeah,
there's a ton on the line. I mean, you can say we got a home already, you know, a quarterfinal already, but you know, the biggest thing is it's Northern Michigan. It's a rivalry game. We have a chance to win 20, and more than anything, you know, we've talked about this. I want our seniors to go out with the regular season on the right note, and that, you know, we owe it to them. They owe it to, you know, they owe it to the program. And if we're ready to go, it's going to be a heck of a game. And there's so much. I mean, you know, the regional rankings are still, you know, in the mix. Although, you know, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen there. But, you know, I still feel like we can play our way into that. You know, we lost the game this weekend. A lot of the other teams in the region lost, and you know, I feel like, you know, if you have a 20-6 record, I don't know that a team with 20 wins has never not gotten into the. And I'm not saying it couldn't happen or it could happen, but I don't want to take the chance. If we got a chance to chalk up one more, it's that important to us. And those reasons alone are things that, you know, you battle for and you fight for. We got a lot of fans down there. We should fight for them. And it's all, there's a lot. There's a lot.
All right, Coach. Well, it's going to be a great game. And for those who can't make it down there, we'll, of course, have the broadcast for you following the women's game. The men's game is slated to start at 7:30 down at Northern Michigan. Final regular season game. And then the Huskies get set to host in the playoffs. And really looking forward to that also. Coach, good luck down there on Thursday.
Guys, thanks. Always a pleasure.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More with Wes Fromm and Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a moment here on the Dirk Side.